Welcome back to New Rock Stars. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was confirmed to undergo a key rewrite when it comes to its connection with WandaVision, and Elizabeth Olsen is now teasing fans. We'll be surprised that she can't wait to see our reaction to this, quote, WandaVision part, leading us to ask once again, Well, this is Inside Marvel. I'm Eric Voss, here with MT. How you feeling, MT?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling curious more than anything because what is she talking about? I don't know.
Every time these actors just say like, oh, there's a big cameo coming, they're surprised. It doesn't matter how many times we get burned. We will always chase them down that hole.
Exactly. It's just so like, we just want more WandaVision / Wanda Maximoff anything. So like anything that they can tease us, we're just going to get excited about it because why not? It's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Let's go.
Why not? And we need stuff to talk about. Loki's not back yet. By the way, we are spending these weeks waiting for Loki doing a kind of phase four preview. And one of the biggest Marvel titles ahead is obviously Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. It's less than a year away, which means, we're going to start to hear more and more about this movie. So today, MT and I are going to dive into this whole WandaVision scene, what it will be in the Multiverse of Madness, and really everything else we know about this Doctor Strange sequel. Oh, a quick reminder that you got to check out newrockstarsmerch.com for all of our great merch options. We got shirts like this one that you can get, but like cooler designs than that, on hoodies and jackets, water bottles, really whatever you need. You can find it at newrockstarsmerch.com. But MT, let's dive into this. What's our first WTF?
Well, our first Wanda the F of the day is WTF will be this WandaVision scene in Multiverse of Madness.
All right, so remember, in interviews last month, Kevin Feige and WandaVision showrunner Jack Schaefer revealed that the original plan was to include a Doctor Strange cameo in the WandaVision finale, and that Strange was going to be the actual source of those in-universe commercials.
That would have been so much fun. I would have loved that.
So great! Oh, but it's true in our headcanon, hopefully MCU canon. Soon. So this means that Stark toaster, the Strucker watch, Hydra soak, Lagos paper towels, Yo Magic yogurt, and Nexus antidepressants, these were all various messages from Doctor Strange, just warped by the Westview Hex to fit into Wanda's sitcom aesthetic. And Feige said that removing Doctor Strange from the finale led to rewrites for Multiverse of Madness to explain what Wanda's link would be from WandaVision. And now, Elizabeth Olsen just told Glamour Spain that Multiverse of Madness is sure to surprise fans, saying, quote, I can't wait to see your reaction, especially when it comes to the WandaVision part.
Okay. Elizabeth, what you got for us?
Well, if you try to like read her mind here, Olsen did say in that interview last month that Wanda had retreated to that remote mountain cabin specifically, to use her words here, because she knew she would be held accountable for her actions. She's on the run, and it knows that there's going to be another shoe that drops. There's going to be some kind of justice, some kind of turn for her, where that means she's going to be on a different side of this coming battle. And breaking apart that scene again, in that cabin, Wanda was using astral projection to scour the Darkhold while her physical form was brewing tea, which makes it an advanced form of this spell, because every other time we've seen a sorcerer do this in the MCU, the physical body has had to be incapacitated. Not just asleep, we saw the Ancient One was basically on her deathbed, the other Caecilius Dormammu zealot that he fought in the Sanctum, his body was incapacitated, you saw his body fall back, so Wanda doesn't have to fall back here.
Yeah, and like when the Ancient One pushed, you know, Doctor Strange's
spirit
out of his body in that amazing trippy sequence in the first movie, he was unconscious.
When Bruce Banner got knocked out of the body of Smart Hulk, the same thing happened. And while all this happens, we hear the Doctor Strange theme music playing, and the camera swoops into the cabin. And the camera movement doesn't edit or cut or anything across the lake as it goes to the back room of the cabin, which, a lot of us have compared to Sam Raimi's camera work in Evil Dead. Sam Raimi's directing Doctor Strange Multiverse Madness. So as the Scarlet Witch is flipping through the Darkhold, we hear the voices of her children crying out for help, implying that she might have been searching the multiverse for a reality where her children exist, and that her children might be in some kind of peril, or someone is using the sound of them being in peril as bait for Wanda.
That'd be some good bait, because she is definitely missing her kids right about then.
Yummy bait. That's a live cricket on the end of that hook right there. So I think we can assume, MT, that this rewritten Wanda Multiverse of Madness scene will tie into all that. And I see two options. I want to hear what your thoughts are. But the first idea after this is that maybe in desperation to bring her kids back, Wanda casts another hex, which, as a Nexus being, breaks reality, causing a Multiverse of Madness and making Wanda a House of M-style antagonist that we kind of expected her to become in WandaVision.
Yeah.
And that this new scene in Multiverse of Madness could be a flashback with Strange in Sanctum Sanctorum casting spells to try to warn Wanda and Westview to drop the hex and come talk with him, talk to the doctor.
Oh my God.
But that his messages fail. And they just show up as commercials that no one understands. And then after he consults with Agatha Harkness, he tracks down Wanda to that cabin. Maybe his astral projection is the camera point of view, and that Strange and Wanda have an astral projection fight. And that's how the movie opens.
Okay, so like we would technically have been Doctor Strange in that sequence in WandaVision where we see her. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. And like it's sort of like retroactively enacts those original Kevin Feige plans of having Doctor Strange be responsible for those commercials. So I love that. I hope that they do that because that's like, fun. Oh man, like those are like the best parts of WandaVision and they haven't really explained them yet. So that would be a great explanation.
Yeah. Like maybe the moment she like wakes up in cognition when she hears the voices, like she's looking up at Strange in that moment. He snaps the Darkhold shut and tries to take it from her. Like, do not around with this book. Oh my god,
that would be dope. That would be such a cool reveal.
That'd be fun. Maybe not the opening scene, be fun to see that at some point in the movie. But I want to quickly share the second option for what this WandaVision Multiverse Madness scene could be. Maybe the scene makes Wanda less of a villain and more of an unaware antagonist in the movie. Like in this scenario, maybe the voices she hears from the Darkhold are really not her children, but some malevolent entity tricking Wanda into thinking it's her children in order to stage some Faustian bargain with Wanda for her children in exchange for her Nexus powers, really creating this greater threat that Wanda and Strange have to team up to fight. And this demon could be someone like Nightmare. Actually, Shuma Gorath has been rumored.
Oh, yes.
Or yes, it could be our daddy Mephisto.
Daddy M. Oh my God.
Daddy Mephisto. M. Yeah, you guys all know I was still on the Mephisto train after that post-credit scene, and really even more so after the showrunner revealed that Agatha's rabbit was supposed to be a demon in disguise. No, obviously not everything in the show was a Mephisto clue, so you can stop tweeting me those stale memes.
Seriously.
Come on, find a new joke.
Seriously. Super whack at this point. Please just stop. It's embarrassing.
Find a new thing to make fun of me for. How about that? And watch any video on New Rockstars. You can find something that you can make fun of me for. Tweet me that. Just something new. Give me something new. I don't care if you make fun of me. Actually, Catherine Hahn recently said that Agatha was not under the influence of Mephisto. She debunked that theory.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean Wanda's not still vulnerable to people like him or him himself. Because we never got answers on Billy and Tommy. Because the way they entered this universe was not the same way Wanda invoked Vision in Westview, right?
This is true,
they kind of came about through some other means. And there was that weird line in the finale where Wanda said, "Thanks for choosing me to be your mom." Which, like, that's not how it works. The stork doesn't choose you. Like, if they were born from your womb, they didn't, like, their souls didn't come. This isn't, what's it called? Soul.
What's the name of that movie? Soul.
Huh? It's like, woohoo! I want that one! Yeah!
I feel like the rules of Soul are now canon in the MCU now. I think that's what Kevin Feige is
saying. I think the rules of Soul are canon in our lives.
I would like to think so. That's how I want it to be. I recently saw Soul, and, like, I love that movie. It's so good. It's such amazing. A beautiful movie. So beautiful.
So, yeah, we don't really know what these kids' voices from the Darkhold mean. That's obviously a big mystery that they want us to pore over as we head into Multiverse of Madness. So I think in this case, we might see an opening scene to this movie with Wanda in that cabin, casting a hex with the Darkhold, finding what she thinks are her children, but then getting drained of her powers by some demon, whether that be Shuma Gorath or Nightmare or Mephisto, while Strange races to free Wanda from this stranglehold, but without killing her because he's a doctor. He doesn't want to do any harm.
Yeah.
What do you think of that version? And which do you think is more likely? And do you have any thoughts on this entity of what this week?
I really do like that that entity thing as well, because like with the Darkhold is this super ancient book that has ties to, I believe, the many angled ones. Which is a which is what Shuma Gorath is. And because we're getting all these really, like, you know, prevalent rumors that Shuma Gorath may be the villain of Doctor Strange 2, I'm sort of like, you know what? This option 2 may actually be happening because, you know, in the comics, these many angled beings have used these books to try to weasel their way into our reality. So maybe a Shuma Gorath or some other entity is trying to do that and use Wanda. So the presence of the Darkhold is a very big indicator of an option 2 happening, in my opinion. But I really just want to see option 1 because those commercials need to be explained.
Yeah.
And I want Doctor Strange 2 to acknowledge the commercials because it just, it'll be great.
Do you think it's possible that the opening scene could just be something simpler where it's Agatha Harkness, Catherine Hahn, and Westview brewing tea or gardening with some Vundagore Everbloom, and then Strange shows up in a portal and it's just them talking? Because I think that would be totally fine by me as
I would totally just be cool just to see Catherine Hahn again and just in general, and just to see Doctor Strange 2 sort of like progress her story. It's like, all right, now I'm going to remove you from this curse that Wanda put you under, and like, maybe you're going to come help me out, or maybe she gets a visit for Mordo. I don't know. Like, I just want to see Catherine Hahn hardcore.
Yeah, and you got to think, like, if you're coming out of WandaVision and like you're in the midst of it and you're seeing how popular the show has become, specifically how crazy fans are going over the character of Agatha, if you're Kevin Feige, you're like, I got to find a way to get Agatha in Multiverse of Madness because she was a breakout star of that show. I mean, everyone on that show was breakout, but specifically Agatha in particular. And that's one, like, yeah, there's probably whatever direction they're going in Multiverse of Madness, you can definitely have the Witch of Westview, Agatha Harkness, show up somewhere in that story.
Oh, yeah, you could fit her in easily because she's such a crucial component as to why it's even happening in the first place.
Yeah, for sure. So let us know in the comments below what you think this new WandaVision-esque scene in Multiverse of Madness will be that Elizabeth Olsen's hyping us up for, or whether you think it's all bullshit and then they make no reference at all to WandaVision other than the fact that she's in it. it's all just a lie. Well, we have a whole bunch of other questions about Multiverse of Madness that we're going to get to in a second. First, we want to thank some friends who helped us make this episode. Thank you to Keeps for sponsoring this episode. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness, and there are only 2 FDA-approved medications that prevent hair loss. Good news, Keeps offers both of them. Keeps has a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. I personally hate going to doctor's appointments in general. It's never a convenient time. You have to park. You got to sit in a waiting room. It's about as much fun as losing your hair is. Well, Keeps offers convenient virtual doctor's consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home to go to the doctor or to the pharmacy. Treatments start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions to keep costs low. Their proven results arrive on your doorstep in discreet packaging. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. With hair loss, prevention is key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so you gotta act fast. So if, like MT, if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to KEEPS.com/Marvel to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/Marvel to get your first month free. KEEPS.com/Marvel. We also want to thank Bespoke Post for sponsoring this episode. Bespoke Post's new lineup of essential box of awesome collections for guys are guaranteed to upgrade your life no matter what you are into. Some of my favorite boxes from the past have had great shirts I wear all the time, cool kitchen equipment, and some fun travel gear. Whether you're out taming the wilderness or taking your home bar game to pro level heights, Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. Box of awesomest collections for every part of your life. Their new Explore box comes with cool gear that you can use to go off into the wilderness, and the Julep box comes with everything you need to make a fancy mint julep cocktail. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box only costs $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code MARVEL at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code MARVEL for 20% off your first box. And thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring this video. Our friends at Blue Chew have a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable format at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no doctor's office or pharmacy trips. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. Their licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength. And Blue Chew is chewable, just like it says in the name, which is great news for folks who don't like swallowing swallowing pills. So if you could benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our audience. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code InsideMarvel at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code InsideMarvel to receive your first month for free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the episode. MT, I want to ask you our next Wanda the...
Okay.
What do you think will be the role of Xochitl Gomez as America Chavez in this show?
Well, first of all, I have been dying for America Chavez for a long time, so I am...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So excited to see America Chavez in Doctor Strange 2. It's going to be great. I think that the role of America Chavez in Doctor Strange 2 is going to be tied to, obviously, you know, Wanda's kids, Billy and Tommy, but mostly Billy, because in the comics, I believe Billy is this being called the Demiurge that created America Chavez in the first place. So I think that whether or not America Chavez, utopian dimension roots are going to be at play here in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I think that, you know, Billy could end up becoming this force that did create America Chavez in another dimension. I don't know.
I like that idea a lot of her being linked with Billy there. I wonder if, like, Doctor Strange has experience navigating the multiverse to an extent. But, yeah. Like, I have to wonder if, like, the way he travels the multiverse is just kind of the long route. And then, you know, America Chavez has that whole way of, like, kicking stars portals through realities. Maybe she's like, why don't you just go this way? And she's going to help him. She's going to be, like, the guide, you know, to show him all the shortcuts to get from reality to reality. Because for her, that's, like, second nature.
Right. They'll probably, like, meet each other, like in the space between dimensions. Like, wait a minute. How are you doing that so fast? Portals, like, you can just make little star portals so fast. But, like, can I just tag along with you? Because, like, he just, like, hitchhikes with America Chavez. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm just looking for a ride, you know?
Right, yeah. Or maybe there's some kind of, like the multiverse, kind of like all the highways and bridges are shut down, you know, when Wanda takes it over or she breaks reality or whoever is the antagonist here. They kind of make it hard to navigate the multiverse. So Strange's old ways don't work as well. His magic, because we know the magic of the Scarlet Witch surpasses that of the Sorcerer Supreme, right?
Yeah.
So Strange might need to team up with someone else with experience of navigating the multiverse so that he can hop from universe to universe to universe to universe and find his way to the core wherever Wanda or the demonic entity controlling her is.
I like that. Because, like, Wanda could very well be the one who shuts Strange out of, like, those multiversal pathways. And, like, so he'll have to, like, you know, rely on America Chavez to go around. I do like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm just so excited to see how they depict this visually. Because in the first Doctor Strange film, they were using a lot of Jack Kirby-inspired designs.
Mega where it was Kirby everywhere.
Yeah, super LSD, neon glowing stuff, with, you know, hands folding into hands, becoming an eye, becoming
so cool. Like, Dormammu's Dark Dimension is peak Kirby. It's just amazing.
Great. It's great. So are they going to build on that? Are they going to come up with some kind of new visual language to show what it looks like to, you know, travel from universe to universe? What's it gonna look like?
Raimi is a big Doctor Strange fan. And so he's been wanting to do something like this for such a long time.
Yeah.
So, like, we're going to see some real, like, classic trippy visuals again with Doctor Strange, who probably even more than Scott Derrickson did, honestly. Yeah. But I think, isn't Derrickson still involved in this project to some capacity?
He might be credited as a producer, yeah, but he's no longer the director, and the script has been pretty rewritten, I think, from where it was when he was developing it. So, I mean, the guy they're getting as a production designer for Multiverse of Madness is Charles Wood, who's been a production designer on pretty, like, everything in Marvel. So, he wore, like, Endgame, Infinity, the first Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy. So, like, he's a longtime Marvel guy. He is, like, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to building these worlds. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
Making them both functional and beautiful to look at. All right, so what is our next Wanda the f***?
Our next Wanda the f*** of the day is, so, the first movie ended with Mordo warning viewers and Doctor Strange, too many sorcerers and the bill comes due. What the f*** will Mordo do in Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah, because he's coming back. He's confirmed to be part of this plot. I think, like, his mission is going to be to kill Wanda. I think that's going to be the difference between him and Strange. Is like, they both are kind of on the same side of the fight, but Strange, as the ultimate doctor, doesn't want to kill her. He wants to find a way to heal whatever she's going through. Whereas Mordo's just like, no, we got too many sorcerers on this world. We're going to be better off if we just kill them off.
Oh yeah, Mordo is definitely going to, you know, look at those events of WandaVision and be like, this woman is too dangerous to be left alive, because she's unstable. And like, that's the same struggle that the Avengers in the comics go through, which is like, do we kill Wanda? Like, should we? Because like, she's a real problem. So you know, more like you said, like, Mordo and Strange technically have the same goal of, you know, neutralizing the threat that is Wanda, but Mordo is just like, we have to just do what needs to be done. Whereas Doctor Strange, like you said, is a doctor. So he's just like, you know, I'm going to heal Wanda rather than, you know, off her, because that's not nice.
If they do a version of that scene from House of M where all the Avengers and X-Men are in the room, they're like, so what do we do?
Right? Oh my God. I was actually reading that today. So good.
Oh, it's great. You know, Mordo's going to be already with the pillow over her face. Like, what? Have we not decided this yet? I said too many sorcerers.
It's already done, guys. It's she's dead. She's gone.
She's gone. Cool. Dairy Queen?
But like,
Dairy Queen, yeah.
You mean Baskin Robbins?
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. That's
that's the ice cream store of the MCU.
Tuna melts. Tuna melts on me, yeah.
But no, speaking of Mordo, like I was saying earlier, I think it would be great to see a scene between Mordo and Agatha Harkness, because Agatha was a person that abused magic, and Wanda let her live, but Mordo could just want to kill Agatha. And maybe Doctor Strange will stop Mordo from killing Agatha, and that's that little scene in tie to WandaVision that we'll
get. Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be really, really neat. But yeah, Wanda and Agatha might very well be on this man's shit list.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They would be. Yeah. You know, he was like just standing outside Westview, just pacing, like,
right. Pacing back and forth, waiting for the portal. Waiting for the hex to open. It's just like, come on.
He's just like testing it with a pitchfork. Like, But before we move on, we also want to thank our friends at Helix Sleep for sponsoring this episode. So whether your day job is being a master of the mystic arts, a billionaire playboy philanthropist, or an accountant, at the end of the day, you want to sleep in a bed designed to fit your specific needs? Well, Helix Sleep has a quiz that matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. A mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. I took the quiz and I got matched with the Dusk Luxe Helix mattress because I wanted a medium firm mattress with lumbar support that sleeps cool. I sleep great on my Helix mattress. The mattress ships right to your door for free, and you never need to go to a mattress store ever again. They were awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Just go to helixsleep.com/insidemarvel, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our audience at helixsleep.com/insidemarvel. That's helixsleep.com/insidemarvel for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. All right, MT, I'm curious. So Doctor Strange will appear in Spider-Man No Way Home before Multiverse of Madness, even though the original plan was that third Spider-Man movie was going to come out after Multiverse of Madness, before COVID shuffled everything around. So how do you think the story of No Way Home might connect to Multiverse of Madness, or will it connect?
With Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and obviously Spider-Man No Way Home. I think the tie that connects them there is obviously the Spider-Verse. And with, I think that at the very least, if Doctor Strange is probably going to show up at the end, maybe with a Madame Web, maybe he's talking to a Madame Web, just sort of introducing that concept to the multiverse, because he's essentially the sort of ambassador of the multiverse at this point, because he's the Marvel hero that we're following along at, while we get introduced to the multiverse. So I think that, you know, there will be some type of Madame Web, like, here, Peter, like, this is the multiverse, and, like, here's this weird spider part of the multiverse, and, like, I don't know, like, it'll probably be more of, like, a explanation type of deal, because I don't think there's really anyone else in the Spider-Man universe that could explain the concept of the multiverse as well as Doctor Strange is, other than a Madame Web. But what do you think? How do you think it's going
to
connect?
Yeah, I agree, Antti. I think they're going to start to explore part of the multiverse in No Way Home. But I think part of that conversation is also starting in Loki, you know? I think what we're about to find out is that the multiverse has always been there in the MCU, which we've known. Yeah. We've known from the first Doctor Strange movie. You know, the multiverse is a thing that exists in the MCU. And there's not going to be one big multiverse crisis necessarily. There's just going to be, like, ripple effects. There's going to be some kind of consequence of the multiverse here. There's going to be another consequence over here. And, like, you know, the multiverse, yes, connects all of it, but it's just, like, all of existence connects all of it as well, if that makes sense. It's not like, oh, because Doc Ock and Electro and maybe Green Goblin spilled over into Spider-Man's world over here, that's because of what Wanda did. It might just be, like, Wanda's multiverse crisis exists separate from the Spider-Verse crisis, exists separate from the Loki TVA crisis, but they all use the mechanics of the multiverse, and that each one of these sheds light on the multiverse in a different way to give us a fuller perspective of it as we move forward.
Yeah, I think that's super likely, because, like, you got to think of, like, the multiverse sort of like, you know, space and, like, galaxies, right, and, like, universes. And, like,
exactly.
Our universe is just one galaxy in a sea of galaxies. So, like, there could be so many different things happening in different little pockets. So, like, yeah, I do like that, because it makes a lot of rational sense.
And that's a great metaphor for that, MT, because, like, the events of Thor Ragnarok, the events of Captain Marvel, the events of Guardians of the Galaxy, they all just exist in space, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean because it's not on Earth that they all have to be connected. In fact, you could say because it exists doesn't exist on Earth, they're even further apart from each other, because Earth is just one tiny pale blue dot in this universe.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what makes it so exciting. Also, I just want to point out, space, here is space. I'm in space. MT, you're in space. Space is everywhere. Earth is part of space. So it's the same thing, like, we're in a multiverse right now. Multiverse is everywhere, you know? It's not like I have to go into the multiverse. You're in it. You're in it, my friend.
We're already here, man.
Yeah, man.
For probably maybe Mobius in the TVA. They're probably outside of time and space or whatever. But, like, everyone else, yes.
Yeah. Uatu the Watcher, you get a hall pass. Everyone else,
yeah,
you're in it.
Sorry, it sucks here, but just suck it up.
Yeah. All right, MT, what's our next, what the Wanda? Wanda the who? Who's Wanda?
Wanda the who, when, and where? And our next question is, how will Multiverse of Madness permanently change the broader reality of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Right, yeah, what's the post-credits scene of this one? Are we talking mutants? Are we talking Doom? Are we talking something else? I think, I don't know, like, obviously mutants are coming into the MCU. I think it's going to be a bit early, right? Because we know all the titles through, it seems like, the end of 2023. Fantastic Four is on the other side of that. And then there's been announced Deadpool 3, an announced Blade. So, you know, for better or worse, the mutants aren't anywhere on that lineup. So, like, if anything, you got to think what the post-credits scene is. It's going to be for a movie that we know is coming, I would imagine, as opposed to, like, oh, Charles Xavier plays chess with Doctor Strange, even though that's still my reach theory. I want it to be, it ends with Doctor Strange in Westchester, New York, playing chess with Charles Xavier. That's what I want. God. I just think realistically it's going to be something like, I don't know, Blade, or, you know, it's going to tie in something like that, something supernatural.
I mean, like, yes, that is most likely. I definitely agree. But, like, it could very much tie into, like, a potential next big bad in the MCU. And I think this Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness could end up teasing the builders into the, into the MCU. Because if you guys look very carefully in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, you can see all over, mainly the that ship that Rocket and Yondu bring in to save the Guardians, there's a lot of builder machine code all around the ship.
Oh.
And builder machine code is the language of the builders, who are this amazing, like, amazing threat to the Marvel. Like, I don't mean to be like, oh man, I love threats to the universe, but like, they're one of my favorite villains because they kick off this amazing intergalactic war with superheroes. Like, it's basically the Marvel Star Wars, the Builder War. And like, the builders are connected to this event called the Incursions, which is like the, basically the ending of the Marvel multiverse when, because one reality was ended early, all the realities sort of start to like smush into each other. And, you know, anyway, the builders are very much tied to, you know, that sort of cosmic and primordial and like, you know, the multiversal side of things. So I think that we could get a builder tease there, but that's just me being a wild.
No. I know, dude, hold on to that theory. Write it down, because that could end up being the case. I mean, it'd be great if, like, the post-credit scene, something like the Illuminati, Marvel Illuminati,
oh,
right? That's
how
you get in Doctor Strange. Normally, you'd have Iron Man part of that. You'd have to kind of recast it with different people, have a Reed Richards there or something like that. I mean, normally Black Panther's kind of tied in with that, too.
I know, I'm so sad that he's not going to be involved in this because of, obviously, T'Challa's passing, but, like, man.
Yeah.
I love the Illuminati. They're so sketchy and they're so...
It'd be so cool. Just a sense of like a behind the scenes group of people who are like super powerful trying to just like have a superhero UN or even like a league of sorcerers, you know? At the end, like Dr. Strange is just like, okay, we are the people of this planet that know how to use magic. And included in that would be the Wakandans because they have the ancestral plane, the heart-shaped herb. There is a type of mystical magic to that. So I'd love for them to lead that conversation.
That'd be dope. That's just totally true. Those are all true facts. So yeah.
Well, let us know your theories in the comments below. But that's it for this episode of Inside Marvel. MT and I are going to be back every Friday until June 9th. We're going to be covering all the biggest Marvel news over these next couple weeks as we wait for Loki. And then a reminder on June 9th, the day of Loki's premiere, that's going to be a Wednesday. Inside Marvel will shift from Fridays to Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, my dudes.
We're going to move to Wednesdays. Follow MT at Mastertainment. Follow me at EA Voss. Follow New Rockstars. And subscribe to Inside Marvel wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to New Rockstars on YouTube, and we thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Take it easy, guys.